FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
All right. Let me get to my guest. He is St. Louis County Councilman Mark Harder from the 7th Council District. Mark, good morning.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you're awake. You got up. You had some coffee. You don't sound like you're still sleeping.
No. I was able to milk the cows and listen to that farm report.
That's good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. We got the hog futures out of the way.
Good.
Speaking of which, is there going to be a court hearing today or court documents filed against County Executive Steve Stenger?
No, this is actually a hearing with a judge.
Okay.
And it's going to be at 9 o'clock at St. Louis County Courthouse. And this is to a suit that we filed against him as the county council to get our remaining portion of our budget back so that we can pay the salaries of all the council members, as well as the as our staff on the county council side of the government.
So I've read the Post version of this story, and they seem to suggest that a lot of these budget decision on the part of Stenger came several months ago, and the county council should have seen this coming. Is that not the case?
Well, what happened is that back in January we cut $31 million out of the county budget throughout, and we went department by department and strategically took out some fat and delayed some projects and things like that in order to try to balance the budget. And so in January, we approved a budget over the county executive's veto, and that got him pretty mad. And so as kind of when people get mad, they react. And he reacted in such a way to cut about $250,000 out of our salary budget. And so we knew this was coming. We thought it was, by the time we did the math and showed how it would shake out, that maybe the shortage would happen around October 15th. And then it turned out we got notice this week from the budget director that through some faulty calculations on their part, it was happening a lot quicker.
I know there were issues on the last ballot that tried to restructure the power structure a little bit and maybe take a little bit of the power away from the county executive position in St. Louis County. Is that the issue here, or is the issue that is the allegation that the current St. Louis County executive is abusing the power that he has?
I believe that he has gone a bridge too far with this one. This is he's basically cut the budget of the legislative part of the government. So that's like the president saying, I'm going to cut the budget of the Congress and they can't meet anymore. And that's what it's going to come down to. If we don't get this salary adjustment in our budget back, the county council is not going to meet, because we got people need to be they need to be paid, and they're not going to work for free. So
no.
That's what it comes down to, and that's unheard of. It's unprecedented in any kind of local government like this that someone would take control of the budget, and he's treating the legislative part of the government as like another department, like health department or police department, and saying that he has charter authority that he can go in and cut their budget if he doesn't like what they're doing. And that's why we're going to court. We're trying to get a judge to make that decision that the executive branch of the government can't control the legislative branch in this way, and vice versa when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
So that's why we've gone to court on this matter and some others, and we're going to get our hearing. Hopefully this will be the final hearing. We've had a couple of them and depositions up until this point, and so hopefully we'll get the judge will make a decision here soon.
Well, it sounds like it, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth here, but it sounds like the county executive understands the problem and granted you another $50,000 out of his good nature to continue operating for two more weeks. But ultimately what you're saying here is he's the one that took this money away to begin with.
Correct.
To the tune of $500,000.
Almost, yeah. Well, 250,000, and there were some other cuts he made, but just to the salary line item, it was 250,000.
It just seems very petty.
It is. It was, and it was a petty move at a time. He was very upset. I witnessed it. He should have been advised otherwise. He could have done something else that would have been, a lot more professional. But instead, he did this in about the middle of January of this year.
All right. Well, I tell you what, Mark Harder, keep us up to date on what happens in court today, and of course, we'll talk about it here on Monday.